Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again on Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings, and we are here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m., and we do thank you for tuning in. Those who have tuned in at this time by internet, we are an interactive Bible study, and if you would like to call in and participate, or the discussion, you can call 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054, and you will be connected with our interactive Bible study. This evening, we're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, with Pastor Rose Cook, who comes on every week at this time and always comes on with a message for each and every one of us to think about. We do thank each and every one of the speakers that come on that participate. It is food for each and every one of us. And for those of you that tune in by phone as well as internet, we do thank you, and we pray that the word goes out and you are being fed, because we are in a time right now that we need to embrace the word of God. Amen. We need to embrace the word of God. That's what's going to weather us through the storm. Amen. So again, we do thank you. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to open up, and we're going to move on into over to Atlanta, Georgia. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for those who tuned in. We thank you for those who had a desire to tune in to feed on your word. We pray, Father, Lord, that as we open up your word, that you would unveil to us a revelation of what you are saying to each and every one of us to guide us through our Christian journey. Father, we pray for the speaker who is going to be on. We pray, Lord, that you would just bless her, Heavenly Father, with words on high. We thank you for each and every speaker that comes forth to just to share a word of God. Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, that you would bless the sick and afflicted. There is someone who is laying in a hospital bed. There's someone who's laying in a nursing home. There's someone who is lacking food. There's someone who's lacking finances. Father, you are a God who knows everything about each and every one of us. And, Father, we pray that you would just bless those, Heavenly Father, who are lacking. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. We're moving on over to Atlanta. Atlanta, Pastor Cook, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to do as I always do, move on out of the way, because I know that I do not want to be in your way when you get started. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, once again, I thank everyone that's on the line and listening through the internet. I pray that you had a good and a prosperous day today. I just want to say, you know, I thank you always, Elder Clay and Dr. Suzanne, for this platform and this opportunity to spread the good news, the gospel.
Amen.
Of Jesus. And I greatly appreciate that so much. And so tonight I'm going to go with you briefly to the book of 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Verses 4 through 8, 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 4 through 8. I just want to talk with you tonight, just have some dialogue with you tonight. I just want to sit at the table with you tonight and talk to you about what God has spoken and spoken into my heart to tell the people. And once again, it's like Dr. Elder Clay always say, you know, this is an interacting Bible study. I don't mind when you can piggyback and interject of what I'm saying tonight. I like people to talk back to me. Amen?
Amen.
Because I don't know it all. And some things that you may say can encourage me. And I hope what I say to you tonight will encourage you tonight. And so here it goes. The fourth verse says, love suffers long and kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. It's not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things. Believe all things. Hope all things. Endure all things. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Where there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it would vanish away. And the word of God is blessed. And so tonight, I want to talk to you tonight. Of my subject lesson tonight is basically love thy neighbor. Amen. Love Amen. Thy neighbor. You know, this message came to me a month ago, and the Lord had given this to me because the Lord had shown me how we are living on earth today. We see in the media that hate is portrayed through the media. We find that people are fighting each other. People are talking negative about each other. People are doing all things that's not like God. And when I seen that, and God has shown me how leadership is doing that, and they're supposed to be examples. They are supposed to be showing us and other ones love, but instead they are portraying hate with one another, being vindictive to each other, lying on each other, saying things that's not right. And God always tells us that we must love our neighbor. And so he's been dealing with that with me. So I wanted to bring this out, and God said to bring it out tonight. He's calling all believers that believe in him, that you should love thy neighbor, that you are to be the example to the world. Amen. We as Christians, as believers, a body of Christ, we claim that we are saved. We claim that we are sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. You claim that God is saying, love ye one another. And that is what is need to be portrayed to the world. Amen. And so as we look at this particular text, as you know, I like to give you a little bit synopsis of what's happening in this particular chapter. And in this particular chapter, Paul is writing to the church of Corinth. This church was a dysfunctional church. And what made them a dysfunctional church was they were abusing the spiritual gifts that God had given them. Amen. How many know that we all have spiritual gifts within us? We all have a gift, amen, that God has given unto us. And in this particular church, he has given them spiritual gifts that they were not glorifying God. Amen. Whenever you're doing something, it has to glorify God. And the reason why it should glorify God, because he's the one that gave it to you. Amen. You are to give God praise for the gift that God has given you. And so these particular people in this particular church were not glorifying God. They wasn't using their gift in love. Amen. And Paul was explaining to them that the gift that God has given you, you should be operating in love, not in yourself. Amen. Because you didn't give yourself that gift. God did. And these particular gifts that he was giving them, it was supposed to edify the church, not edify yourself, but the church, and to build up the church and to build up the kingdom. Amen. But I don't want to talk about that tonight. I want to go to the fourth verse. And the fourth verse tells us, let me go back, 1 Corinthians 16 and 14 tells us also that let all that you do be done with love. So whatever that you're doing for God, it should be out of love, not out of hatred or out of yourself. Because remember, it's not about you. Amen. It's not never about you. It's about to bless someone, it's about to uplift someone, not tear down and bring down that individual. But you are supposed to share your gift in love. Amen? Amen. And so as we looked at this particular scripture, I'm going to the fourth verse, and the fourth verse says this, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. And tonight, as I looked at that word love, this word has a lot of functions to it. Amen. It's not just a word of emotional, because yes, love is emotional. But I looked at it in another way, and I found that love is an action. It's an action that you do. Amen. The word said in St. John's, the third chapter, in the 16th verses, is God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that who believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting love. That tells me that love is an action. Amen. That God gave his only begotten Son for us. Who can say that? Who can say that your only Son? Who can put up their own child for us? Dirty us. Us that was in sin. That's some love that God has for us. Any questions as I move forward? He loved us that much that he didn't want us to perish. He wanted us to have everlasting life. Amen. And that tells me about God. That's why I love God so much, because he was not going to allow me to die in my sin. Hallelujah. He want me to live. Hallelujah. So that lets me know that our God is so awesome and how and so wonderful that I give him praise. I give him glory. And every gift that he's given unto me, I glorify it through him. Hallelujah. Amen. Because his love that he shared for me when he gave his Son. Because he didn't have to do that for us. But the love, hallelujah, that he has for us. Any questions? Yes. And so love is an action. It's something that you have to do. Hallelujah. You have to put yourself in that and do something with that love. Amen. Because the Bible said love is suffering long, is kind, is not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Love is not rudely. If you love somebody, you're not rude to them. You love them. You care for them. You're kind to them. And even though they may get on your last nerve, you still portray that kindness. That's love. And I can say that a lot of people don't have that love, that type of love. Because if somebody mess you up or cut you off or do something to you, you're ready to, you know, jump and fight. But that's not the love that Paul is talking about, and that's not the love I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about that love that is kind, that love is not envy. You know, that love is not going to beat you up, but it's going to love you. Amen. Amen. It's quiet out there tonight. Amen. The Bible goes on to say that love is patient. Amen. And this type of love that I looked up was agape love. Agape love, which is unconditional. You know, this love that no matter what, I still love you. Amen. The love that I'm talking about, which is patience. You sometimes, you know, people do get on your nerves. They do what they do, but you have to have patience with them. I always say I have to meet that person where they are and love them and help them. If they're not where they're supposed to be, I'm going to help them and encourage them to get where they need to be. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's quiet. I thought I didn't hear anybody out there. Amen.
Yeah,
and so this unconditional love is a love that, you know what, even though you may hurt me, even though you may talk about me, even though you may say what you say to me, I'm still going to love you. That's unconditional. Yeah. And that's the love that God has for us. No matter how much we're not faithful to him, no matter how much we do disobey him and don't listen to him, guess what? He still loves us unconditionally.
Amen.
Ah, what a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. Yes, this type of love is a love that will give you one more chance. Amen? Because most people won't give you one more chance, because once you mess them up, once they talk negative to you, once they do what they do to you, most of the time people don't give you another chance. But this unconditional love is on one more chance. Hallelujah. Do anybody have a one more chance love out there? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anybody out
Amen.
There tonight?
Amen.
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 Amen. I told y'all you to come talk to me tonight.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Go on.
Yes. That one more chance love. Hallelujah. In spite of what you do to me, I still
Amen.
Love you. Amen. And that's the love that we must portray, because God does that for us. Because if he loves us for all the mess that we do, why not we do that to our for our brother and sister?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Because we're not perfect.
Amen.
We're not perfect people. So you
mm-hmm.
have to love me, because I'm not perfect. You may not like my ways. You might not like what I do. But guess what? You got to love me if
mm-hmm.
you want to see Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you portray
mm-hmm.
that you are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm.
you claim that, you
got
to love me. Amen.
Gotta show it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you got to show that love that God has given unto
mm-hmm.
you. Yes, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions? Love thy neighbor. I like this also. Paul says it this way. Paul says, love does not keep a ledger of evil deeds. It does not write down each injury done or kept the account open to be settled someday. Amen. So in other words, love should not be able for you to keep on writing down, okay, you did this to me, you did this to me, you did this to me. Love is not like that. You love them, you forgive them, and you say, I forgive you what you do, and don't bring it back up again. Because sometimes people do that. You know, when
mm-hmm.
somebody hurts you and they do you bad,
mm-hmm.
and then you just bring it back up. You remember what you did to me before?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do that.
Mm-mm.
If you say that you forgave them, and if you say that you love them, and you love them unconditionally, why are you still bringing it
Amen.
Up?
So true.
I'm like, where's the love? Where's the love?
Mm-hmm.
You keep on bringing up the same thing I've done over and over again. Where's the love?
Thank. I'm not going to bring it up, but I'm sure I'm going to watch you. I won't bring it up. You know, we in love, we have to be wise as well, you know. And forgiveness goes a long way, and we're supposed to forgive, because God goes into his depth of forgiving us. So
mm-hmm.
we have to forgive. We have to love. We have to go beyond ourselves, you know. And
mm-hmm.
and I like what you're saying. I love this topic, because we're not showing enough love. We're talking
mm-hmm.
love. But like you said, love is an action word. You know, just like you said before, Pastor, that God so loved the world. That was an action
mm-hmm.
he did when he gave out of himself and gave us Christ. And gave
mm-hmm.
us Christ to love us in spite of ourselves. In spite of ourselves, he sent Christ to bring us back unto himself. So
mm-hmm.
I like what you're saying. We do have to look beyond faults, look beyond
yeah.
ourselves, look beyond more than just thinking of ourselves, but think of that other person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what God did for us.
That's right.
But when I was saying I'm going to watch you, though, but, you know, I'm going to forgive. I'm not going to bring it up, but, you know, in the scripture it talks about when the disciple came, well, how many times should I forgive that person? That all falls under love. How many times do I have to do that? And what did he say? 70 times
Heavenly, that's right.
Amen. We have to continue. And that's what he does. Amen.
And it's a continued walk, yes. It's not that easy because, you know, people can hurt you really bad and it can stick with you like glue.
Mm-hmm.
It can really wound you enough where, you know, it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, what I'm saying, it's not that easy, but it's a daily walk. It's a process that we have to do, but you have to take that action to take that walk.
Yeah,
you can't just let it sit there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take the initiative and try.
And let it go, It may not be easy, but it's necessary.
It's necessary. If you want to see Jesus.
It's necessary.
If you want to see Jesus, you got to do what you got to do.
Amen. And I like what Galatians says, too, Galatians 6:1. And love, we're talking about people basically stepping on our toes, too. And in Galatians 6:1, and I don't know if it coincides with what you're saying, but it says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, and that's where we need to be, and not so much in a natural frame of mind or frame of heart, but a spiritual frame of heart. You know, it says, restore such a one. So when I'm forgiving you, I'm restoring you back to that love walk. I'm restoring not only you, but myself. If you understand what I'm saying, I'm not only restoring you, but I'm restoring myself back to that love walk. Because we can get over to the left when somebody hurts us. You know, we can't jump like a frog, but we can take that deep breath and say, Lord, before I do, come here, Lord Jesus. And he'll come, Holy Spirit will come, and he will say, love thy neighbor as thyself.
That's right.
Consider him. That's all I got to say. Yeah.
Hey, Pastor Cook.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'll just let y'all know I'm on the line, but I'm at the hospital, so I'm just listening in.
Oh, okay.
You okay?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Amen. Amen.
I'm just here with one of my family members.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Pastor. Well, we'll be praying. We'll pray for them.
Amen. So I'll be on mute, but I'm listening in. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll pray at the end of the lesson.
I'm done, Pastor. Amen.
Yes,
good.
And we'll pray after we finish the lesson for your loved ones tonight.
Mm-hmm.
At the hospital tonight.
I wanted to say that with Minister Hamon, and for those who are listening by internet, you know, we communicate about love and how we're supposed to respond in a Christ-like manner. But we have to realize that it requires a consistent relationship with Christ. Or otherwise, the flesh sets in. The flesh sets in. And you know, it when that flesh sets in, then we begin to do things from a, and I think you said it, from a natural side or from a fleshly side. We respond from the fleshly side. And that's why the word is so powerful, because it's a guide. It's a guide for us to follow, or otherwise we have no direction. So when someone sets us off, we automatically get upset. And when we get upset, if we understand that when we get upset or when we become angry or when we become hurt, we start dealing with the flesh then. And that's where, you know, Christ has to come in and soothe us and give us peace. But in the long run, the outcome, when we stick with Christ, the victory is ours. But we lose the victory without Christ. If we want to try to fight this battle or this anger or whatever we're going through, usually, and that's what happens with a lot of people, they end up staying up in the flesh, and when they go out to battle without God, they end up losing. They end up in jail. They end up dead. Something negative or disastrous happens, and that's when we're operating without Christ. But once we have Christ with us, then the word begins to start to calm us down and set us right. And when we know the word, you know, it gives us that peace of knowing that the outcome is going to be in our favor. We might not be able to see it right there, but the outcome is going to be in our favor. And that's why when I look at the word in terms of patient, that's a hard thing to do, to be patient. That's something very hard. So I just wanted to comment on that, on that of the scripture.
And not saying that we can't get angry, because Jesus got angry, but he sinned not. And the word of God, because everything that we feel, everything that we go through, Christ went through it, and he feels our infirmities. He feels all the things that we feel. But there's that but. But he did not sin. He's our example of as to what to do. And that is to refrain from, like Elder John said, because if you go into that flesh mode, you'll find yourself either behind bars in jail, behind bars, or dead, or you know, anything could happen when you just let yourself go. So we cannot do that. We have to take that deep breath and refrain from going all the way crazy. All right, Pastor. Amen.
And so the Bible goes on to say, too, in Proverbs 10 and 12, it says, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sin. And when I look at that particular scripture, you know, when you have hatred in your heart, and like you're saying, things begin to happen. You begin to exhibit negative behavior, which can cause you to go into jail, which can cause you to have situations in your life. So it's important that we evict hate and put love into our lives. It's time to get hate out of our spirit and out of our home and put love. Begin to embrace the love of God, the love of God for people, amen, into our lives, amen, because all hatred does is it called evilness, it caused pain, it caused suffering towards others and to yourself.
Amen.
You know, I have known some people in my lifetime that have such hatred in their heart, and their lifestyle is dangerous. Their lifestyle is ridiculous, is reckless. And I began to look at that and say, why is your life is so reckless? It's because you have hate in your heart. There's no love in there. I see people, you know, they get ticked off so fast. They go from one to a thousand. Why?
Yeah, right.
Where's the love? Yeah, I know they hurt you. Yeah, I know they did what they did, but there's no reason for you to go to one to a thousand. Yeah, you're going to get a little angry, yes, but it shouldn't be so much that you want to, you know, go to a thousand and just, like, murder them,
Amen.
Kill them.
Amen.
And God is saying today, no, he doesn't want that, because you know what? God is coming back. I was talking to my Pastor Dawn yesterday, and she was telling me, you know, a lot of deaths were happening. And she was saying, you know what, God is taking his people, and he's soon to come. And we got to get ourselves together. And one of the things that we need to get together is begin to love. Love.
Amen.
Because like he said in 1 Corinthians 13, you can have all the gifts you want. You can have, you can speak in tongues, you can prophesy, you can heal, lay hands on the sick and people recover. But if you don't got love, it's nothing.
Amen.
That's the common denomination is love.
Amen.
Go ahead.
And some people might think that love, and if you're listening on the internet or however you're listening, some people might think love is just a passive, weak thing. But to love beyond yourself is a courageous thing. Because when you can step back and you can, like even when, say if you're in front of a person and a person is engaging in conversation and the conversation gets heated and you take down, you know, not even so much take down, you, what is that? Extinguish the heat. Bring it down a notch, you know, like you don't even go where that person is going. People might think, that person is just a wimp or I'm just a wimp. But to be courageous is to not act on or go where that individual is going. Just like Pastor said, some people can go from 1 to 1,000 in a split second. But if you remain calm and let love just so rule your spirit.
Amen.
The word of God talks about that too, about how when you rule your spirit, you can take a city.
Amen.
I'm paraphrasing. So love, like Pastor say, that's the common denominator of everything. Love.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Your mic is hot.
Amen.
Your mic is hot. I believe that's Dr.
Come on.
I've been trying to. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry for interrupting.
No.
Mr. Herman.
No. Go ahead.
I've been trying to jump in the conversation. I'm in the car traveling, and I keep hollering. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay.
Okay. What I wanted to. This is such a good teaching. And I just wanted to jump in and say that I just love it when you bring the word because you're so so precise in the way that you teach. And I truly enjoy your teaching and what the Lord's doing with you.
Thank you.
When we talk about that unforgiveness and anger and dealing with that, we have to remember that the person that's not willing to forgive, they put themselves in bondage. They may feel they have a right to be angry, a right to hate, a right to be unforgiving and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But that right, the enemy has duped them into his bondage, and they stay mm-hmm. in bondage. So to forgive, you free yourself.
Amen.
To say, to ask for forgiveness,
amen,
to repent and so forth, you free yourself. And we have to remember that as Christians, because you may have, you know, you may have legitimate rights in the flesh or even legal rights, but in the spirit, you don't have a right to hate somebody. In the spirit,
right,
if you're operating in the spirit, and if you're operating in what in kingdom living, if you want to be a kingdom dweller,
mm-hmm.
you can't function like that. Because it's all about love. That's the Greek commandment. It's to love. It's to love. And we need to understand what true love is. And the true love is treating other people the way that you would be treated. True love is seeing each other the way the Lord sees us, or
mm-hmm.
sees your neighbor, or sees the person who just offended you or did something wrong to you. That's because the Lord just doesn't have love just for you, for that child also. All of his children. And so we have to be careful as Christians not to be judgmental and to release people so that they can be healed. We bind ourselves up and be angry about stuff. I was listening to a minister earlier today talking about people being angry about something from generations. I got a cousin like that that's still mad with another cousin because of something that happened with their parents. And they don't even know what the issue was, what the original issue was. You just don't like them. And that's crazy. That's crazy. Why pass that sin, pass that you know, allowing the devil to have a foothold in the family,
mm-hmm.
you know, over dumb stuff. And we don't often do that. We have to be careful and ask for forgiveness and ask to be cleansed daily,
mm-hmm.
putting ourselves.
But that is just a generational curse. That the enemy puts on our families. That's That's a generational curse.
And,
we have to find a way to break that curse. I think the only way to break that curse is through love, because we have to remember that love covers a multitude of sins.
Amen.
Amen. Right, and I like how you said that, Elder Dr. Suzanne, how saying it's a spiritual right that we walk in love, because that's a commandment that God commands us to do, that we walk in love. No matter what the world says, yeah, okay, but God said, love thy neighbor, love. That's a commandment, and that's what we have to follow. And I realize when God say it, you best to do it. Because he commanded, you have to do it, no matter what people have done to you. Because with me, you know, some of you know my story, you know, how hurt I was. But I had to say, you know what, God, you said I have to love. I still got to love him. I didn't like what he did, but I still got to love him. So I had to keep that commandment no matter what, how my flesh was feeling. I had to say, flesh, I got to love him. I don't care what you say. Flesh, I got to love him because God says so. And that's how we have to.
No, go ahead.
Pastor Rose was talking about your topic is love your neighbor. What we have to understand is who our neighbor is. You know, a lot of people think that their neighbor is just somebody next door or you know, somebody across the street. But we have to understand the world is our neighbor. And we have to love them regardless. And it's hard to say, because we have to love them regardless of how they treat us or what they say about us or what they do to us. We, as you said earlier, you know, the Bible commands us to love. Because what we have to understand also is that God says he loved, we must love because he first loved us. And he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son to die for our sins.
And I like how Dr. Suzanne said, and your example, Pastor, about having the right to feel that way, but yet the commandment tells us to love. You know, because you had a right to feel the way you did when, you know, we do know your story, Pastor. You had a right to feel that way, but you couldn't allow your flesh to overtake what the commandment of God, his spirit, is telling you to do, to love him, regardless of. You have a right to feel the way you do because it was wrong, but Even so, just like Jesus said when he was on that cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Even though he had a right, he could have called the angels to come down and annihilate all of them, but he didn't. He said, forgive them. So he went beyond that he was feeling, and he said, forgive them anyway. And that's what you did. God said he loved him anyway. Regardless, you have the right to feel the way you do, but love them anyway.
That word forgive, is so key. That is the key to it all, forgiving. Because if you don't forgive, you hold it in, and it becomes almost like a cancer. It will eat you up and eat you in. So that word forgive is really powerful. And that's why when someone does something to us, we're supposed to forgive them. And that's difficult to do, but when you do forgive, God sets everything straight.
Amen.
Amen. Awesome. And 1 Peter 4:8 tells us too, you had said it, Pastor, you said that above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. And when I looked at that scripture, it brought out to me that, you know, love protects other people. It doesn't broadcast bad news. It goes to the second mile to protect another person's reputation. So if you really love me and I have sinned or I've done something crazy, you wouldn't broadcast that.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't, like, hold me to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you would, you know, encourage me. You would pray for me. You wouldn't go
mm-hmm.
and tell people, oh, guess what Rose did? Guess what such
mm-hmm.
and such did? That's not love.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that a lot of people do that in the house of God.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, you say you saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, something happened in the church, it's all over. Oh, you heard what Elder Rose did? She did. That's not love. You're supposed to
mm-hmm.
lift me up and pray for me.
And that's what, praise God, and that's what our bishop used to say, God rest his soul, and that's where I got that Galatians 6:1. It says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye who are spiritual, restore such a one. Mm-mm-mm. Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thy own self. And isn't meekness a part of the fruit of the Spirit? Meekness mm-hmm. is a part of love and all those things, all the attributes of love. Love has a lot of attributes. That one word. That one action.
Mm-hmm. It does, like I said before, it functions, it has a lot of functions to it.
Yeah,
as well.
It does.
You know, you just can't say it's emotional. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's action. It's a whole lot.
Amen.
Love doesn't, you don't get, you love somebody, you never give up on them.
That's right.
You're a ride or die.
That's right.
You are ride or die if you really love that person. And you and as I stated before, you won't never broadcast their bad news. You never
mm-hmm.
broadcast their shortcomings.
Amen.
That's Amen. A true person that loves you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't tell your business in your industry or tell it to other people. And
mm-hmm.
they love you and praying for you. That's the key, praying
mm-hmm.
and uplifting you.
Amen.
And I said, like I said, we don't find that a lot in the house of God. There's so much confusion in the house of God. So I say, well, where's the love? Where's the love? Amen?
Amen.
And so this is my last part. This is the good part of the whole matter of the situation. Verse 7. Love bears all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
When you have the love of God,
mm-hmm.
you can bear all things. You could believe mm-hmm. all things. You can
mm-hmm.
have hope, and you can endure to the end.
Mm-hmm.
If you have
mm-hmm.
the love of God in
mm-hmm.
you.
And you,
amen.
You can... I like that. And you can believe that that individual who has hurt you or that individual who is caught in a fault can do better, can be better, as long as you show your hand of love, your heart of love. Like you said, love never gives up on us. And that's what we shouldn't do, give up on our brothers and our sisters. Our neighbor, as the pastor said, our neighbor is the world. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's
Amen.
Just not the person next door. I like that.
That's right. So when you have that love, you could do anything. You could bear anything that comes your way. Amen. No matter what the enemy bring your way, if you got the love of God and know that God is going to bring you out, you
Amen.
Could bear it. Amen. Even though you may not see it, you can believe it because you got
Amen.
The love of God. Knowing that God will bring you out. Amen.
Amen.
And knowing that we don't have to fight the battle. He just says stand
right.
and let him do it.
Yep, it gives you hope of all things.
Yes. Amen. Hope.
No matter how what it looks like, no matter how your finances look, no matter what the doctor says, there's hope in God. There's
Amen.
Belief that God can deliver me from whatever I'm dealing with if you have
Amen.
The love of God. And it goes back to, like Elder Clay said, relationship as well. Got to have that relationship to know the love of God, to know how much he loves you. So you have to get into a relationship. Amen. Get in his word. Study him. Amen. You know, something just happened to me recently. I shared it with prophetess that I was working at this particular job, and the lady didn't like me because of my experiences, and I had more than her, which is the director. She began to cut my hours 3 hours a day, knowing, you know, I came for a full-time job. And I did get upset a little bit because I was like, you know, what is this? You know, I didn't do nothing to you, you know. And she still didn't come to me and talk to me about what I did wrong for her to break my hours down. But I said, I gave it to the Lord, and I realized, and I said, okay. And as I began to do this 3 hours, I realized, you know what, it's all right because I have so much time in the morning to get in the Bible. I have so much time to get a deeper relationship with God. I have much, much more time to pray and meditate and to really get to know him even more greater in my life. And so when I looked at that and I said, you know what, God, it's all right. And he said, it is all right, Rose. I got you.
Amen.
So I was able to have, I was able to bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things. And by having that, God opened up another door where I can have a job paying full time. Hallelujah. And I still have time in the morning to study and to meditate on his word before I go to work. So God is awesome.
Won't he do it?
Yes. He is so awesome.
Amen.
And so I say tonight, you know, I hope this was something that will bless you. And you keep it in your heart and begin to activate this love for one another. Amen. And let's be an example to our brothers and sisters, our neighbor, which is the world.
Amen.
Let's be that example and love one another and show them that we can love each other in spite of what you do to me. Amen. And so that's all I have tonight. Any questions? Anybody want to piggyback or have any testimonies or any questions? Amen.
Amen.
It's quiet out there. Amen.
Hallelujah. I think it's because it's such a good subject terms of loving thy neighbor. That's something that we all struggle with. We all struggle with, you know, different things that we should do when we are really showing the love of Christ. You know, being able to endure. You know, when someone does you wrong, how do you endure that? You know, when somebody comes and rejoices over wrongdoing, how do you love someone that does that? That's rejoicing over what they did to you. You know, how do you do that? You know, how do you bear that? And so I think that that just hits home. You know, with each and every one of us. And you know, as I said before, we are all human. We're all human, you know, trying to live spiritually. So that becomes our test. That becomes our test. You know, and I truly believe that God wants us to go through this just so that he can get the victory, so that we can give him the glory. And we want to come through things. We're going to go through things. We're going to go through challenges, you know, but we go through that, and they're all like experiences that we go through. Mm-hmm. And those experiences are what makes us stronger in Christ.
That's right.
They're going to become things that's even greater than what we're going through. But all God is doing is just molding us and shaping us so that when that huge storm comes through, that we won't get blown over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we won't get, we won't just lose our mind, as they say, because of what's going on. Because sometimes things do get crazy. They get truly, truly crazy. You know, it's like death, you lose your family, and all of a sudden everybody's in an uproar and everything's on. You know, sometimes the situations that we're in, you know, we have just all we can do is to say, Lord, you know, just be with us. So I believe those trials and those tests that we go through, they're just experiences that we go through to prepare us and make us better, you know, better, help us keep our journey. So, you know, for those that listen in by internet, we pray that you was able to receive something from the word, and I know I did. I know I did. Mm-hmm. Each and every time, you know, I mean, any time the word is spoken, I look at myself. I don't look at anyone else. I evaluate myself, you know. How does it relate to me? How does that relate to me? So when I listen to the word, I'm asking, how does that relate to me, and how can I be better? So I hope that you do the same thing, because that's really what it's all about. We have to constantly evaluate ourselves. Where's our walk? Are we walking to Christ, or are we walking away from Christ? So that becomes an evaluation. It becomes an evaluation for each and every one of us. And no one is perfect. For those of you listening by internet, think that any of us are talking, and we're just talking the word. But no one is perfect. None of us is perfect. We all fall short. We all fall short. You know, but the thing about it is, when we fall down, we wipe ourselves off and we get back up and continue the race. Amen?
That's right.
And that race is the end. That's home. That's eternity. Because we're not going to always be here. So that race that we're going through is eternity. That's what we're working on. But until while we occupy time while we're here, we have work to do, one with another.
That's right.
Brothers and our sisters falling short and just ignore them. We can't do that. We can't do that. So thank you so much for the word. Thank you for just speaking into our lives and just letting us and reminding us about what it is that we're supposed to be doing. The greatest gift is loving our Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to close down, and we're going to ask the pastor if she would pray us, you know, say a prayer for us, and also please add on to my father-in-law, who is recovering in the nursing home. You know, God is working with him and through him, but continue to keep him up in prayer. I heard, you know, the pastor out of Tennessee saying that he's at the hospital, you know, with family. I don't know if it's church family or his immediate family, but nevertheless, you know, he stands in the need of prayer also. And let me tell you something. When prayers go up, listen, I'm crazy enough to believe that blessings come down. I'm crazy enough to believe it. So, you know, we're going to ask you to, you know, have a prayer for us, and then we're going to close it out.
Okay. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, God, for the word that went forth on today, God. We pray that this word to be a life-changing word, God, that it begins to touch the heart of your people, Lord God, and begin to love thy neighbor as you command us to do, Lord. Now, God, we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you begin to touch Elder Clay's father and Lord today, God. Give him the strength that he needs on today, God. God, whatever that he's dealing with on tonight, God, we speak healing to the body right now, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we speak comfort to him, God. We speak peace, Lord God. Oh, God, you said there is no distance in the spirit. So we speak in God, hallelujah, that you began, hallelujah, to do these things for him on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, wherever he may be, right now, Lord God, we pray for encouragement, God. Encourage him even the more, God. Strengthen him, God, in every area of his life on today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you said by your stripes we are healed, and we speak healing to the body, Lord God. We speak the word healing, God, to begin to fall upon him right now, God, as we speak it tonight. In the name of Jesus, as we put it in the atmosphere tonight, hallelujah, that healing begins to fall upon him right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch the family, Lord God. in the name of Jesus, as they're dealing with this, Lord God, encourage them, God. Give them peace tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, begin to touch the pastor with his cousin in the hospital tonight, God, as he's sitting by the bedside with his cousin on tonight, God. We ask, God, that you begin to heal that body today, God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever that they're dealing with tonight, God, we know that you are a healer, God. Hallelujah. That you can heal all things, Lord God. We know that you are the great physician, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
And we ask, God, that you begin, hallelujah, look upon that person tonight, God, and work a miracle right now, God.
Hallelujah.
God, you're still doing miracles, Lord God, and we speak a miracle, hallelujah, upon Elder Curry, hallelujah, and Pastor's cousin tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said ask, and it shall be given unto us. We ask today, God, for a supernatural miracle, healing in the body, complete healing, God, complete whole, God, just like you did the woman with the issue of blood, God, that you heal up. Hallelujah. Oh, God, touch right now. Move by your power and your spirit tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We believe tonight, God. We have faith, God, that you can do it, God, and that you will do it, Lord God. And we pray right now that you touch everyone that's listening in the on the air tonight, God, through the phone and the internet, God, in the name of Jesus, that they begin, hallelujah, to do what you have called them to do, Lord God. And we ask, God, that you meet every need of their lives today, God. If it's financial, healing, deliverance today, God, do it for your people today, God, in the name of Jesus today. And we ask that you continue to bless this radio show today, God. Block Talk Radio, God. We pray that you enlarge the territory tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Enlarge it so, God, that it'll be all over this world, God. This world to be reached. The world, God, even overseas, God. I speak overseas, hallelujah, in London, in England, hallelujah, God, hallelujah. In the name, in Italy, in all these places, God, that this radio show go far, God. Hallelujah. Take it to where it needs to go, God. I just believe it tonight, God. I believe it tonight, God, that you can take it far, God, in the name. If you just say we have faith and have faith of a mustard seed, hallelujah. And I have that much faith, God, that you can take this radio show to, hallelujah, to higher heights, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And touch Elder Clay and Dr. Suzanne today, God, as they lead lead this ministry, God. Meet every need in their lives today, God. Whatever they're lacking, God. Hallelujah. Fill the void, God. Fill it right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you praise tonight. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 We give you glory tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we give you praise tonight in Jesus'
name. Bless your name.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen. 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 Thank you. Alone again in a crowded room. So hard to understand how a life that I had planned stole my joy and left me far behind. Though all I have is lost, it seems, from the shadow of a dream that used to be. I can look beyond the sky, deep into the Father's eyes, and see that there is hope for one like me. I can begin again, praise the dawn of each brand new day. Free from all the doubts that grip my past, for I found in trusting Him that every day life starts again. As I look toward the things of life that last, I can begin again with the passion of a child. My heart is called a vision of a life that's still worthwhile. I can reach out again, far beyond what I have done. Like a dreamer who's awakened to a life that's yet to come. For new beginnings are not just